Welcome to the program, Sean McIndoe, better known to his 100,000 Twitter followers as at Down Goes Brown. Sean, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm hanging in there.
Yeah. Now, listen, you're in Ottawa. I found this out this morning, even though you're a Leaf fan, correct?
That's right.
Now, when you heard about this trade, it would be interesting to be a Leaf fan in Ottawa. When you heard about this trade, what were your initial thoughts?
Well, you know, it was an interesting day here because the Dion Phaneuf has never been a very popular player in Ottawa, among Ottawa Senators fans, for a lot of reasons, primarily because he plays for the Maple Leafs, and that's enough to get you in the bad books up here for most guys. But, you know, this time yesterday, if you had gone up to a random Ottawa Senators fan on the street and you said the name Dion Phaneuf, they would have said overrated, overpaid, and sure glad he's not our problem. And when the way that the trade news broke yesterday, you know, it all happened very quickly, but there were some distinct stages where, you know, first you heard that, okay, the Maple Leafs might be close on Dion Phaneuf. And as a Leaf fan, you're thinking, wow, that would be a major deal. Senators fans were kind of having a laugh at it, saying, good luck with that, Leaf fans. You think you're going to find some team out there that's going to take this guy off your hands. When it then came out that it was the Senators that the Leafs were talking to, you know, my first reaction is, oh, man, I hope this happens because just the reaction from both fan bases will be fantastic. But it didn't make a lot of sense because we all know the Senators, for whatever reason, they're not a team that spends a lot. This is a budget team, and that's not the sort of team you'd think would be going and getting a contract that many of us feel is one of the toughest in the league. And the reaction from Senator fans was, you know, panic might be too strong a word, but there was a lot of concern. There was a lot of trying to talk themselves out of this and confidence that surely the Ottawa Senators wouldn't move forward with something like this. And when the actual deal came down and you saw the size of it and the details and the lack of salary and the way the contracts were balanced, you know, I can't imagine that there was any Maple Leafs fan who wasn't thrilled. Senators fans, not so much. They spent the rest of the day talking themselves into the deal, and I think they're in a better place right now. But the initial reaction was not positive.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because I think that was our initial reaction. Mine was, oh my God, I can't believe the hocus pocus that Lou Lamoriello pulled on Brian Murray. But then when you kind of dug into the deal, you understood the parts that were coming this way were a headache for Ottawa as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, they're a different kind of headache. Because the Leafs are taking back at least two bad contracts, maybe three, depending on what you think of Milan Halak. That's how you get the salaries to balance, but those deals all end at the end of next year. So from a Maple Leafs perspective, it really doesn't matter because the Maple Leafs aren't good this year. They're not going to be good next year. Maybe they'll be good 2 years down the line, and by that point, all of this comes off the book, and you've got all the cap space to work with. One thing to keep in mind, when you're talking about the Ottawa perspective, as much as Dion Phaneuf had fallen out of favor with a lot of Leaf fans, as much as a lot of Maple Leaf fans it didn't like that contract and really felt like that was a problem for the team going forward, same feelings in Ottawa towards both Jerry Cowan and Colin Greening, and maybe even more extreme, because at least Dion Phaneuf, whatever else you want to say about him, was contributing at the NHL level, and neither of those guys really were. So as much as there's definitely some long-term concern in Ottawa about how are they going to handle this Dion Phaneuf contract 5 years down the line, there's a lot of joy today that they've got not one but two headaches that they weren't sure that they could find a taker for, and got both of those headaches gone in the same deal.
You know, it's reminiscent when you put it that way, as we talk about, you know, swapping headaches, ours much longer term, but you get, like you said, a serviceable NHL blue liner who can play 3-4 and doesn't have to wear the C, doesn't have to carry the burden. It's a much smaller market. And when you put it that way, it's got a real David Clarkson, you know, Nathan Horton feel to it.
It could. And boy, I mean, if it works out like that, then Leaf fans are going to be thrilled. And I think you probably just made any Senator fans who are listening choke on their coffee and maybe drive off the side of the road with that comparison. But you're right. It is. I very much believe that Dion Phaneuf is a good NHL player who happens to have a bad contract. And I've said before that in today's NHL, unfortunately, a good player with a bad deal is not a good player.
Sean, you did say the long term is no good for this deal, but the short term is good for the Ottawa Senators. They're saving some money the next couple of years. Does this have to do, and you mentioned they're a budget team, does this have to do anything that they're desperate to get into the playoffs? And we hear all this talk that they want to build a new arena and that the Canadian dollar is killing a team like the Ottawa Senators and they're losing money on this. Are they that desperate to get into the playoffs to make that playoff revenue to kind of balance things out?
Well, you have to wonder about that, and it's an interesting way to try to get there. But there is pressure in this market, yes, always to make the playoffs. This is not a team that ever feels like they can rebuild or really take a big step back because they're not sure how the fan base would react to that. So I'm sure that is part of it, and maybe the new arena factors in. That's still in the early stages, but it's a weird story where there's this competing bid that may even be trying to buy the team. I'm sure there is some pressure there, and they're a ways back, and they got a lot of teams to jump, and a lot of teams would look at that and maybe shrug their shoulders and say it's not our year. But in Ottawa, I think combined with the financial realities, plus the fact that we all remember the big run they had last year, they probably feel like they can do it, or at least take a real run at getting close and getting the fan base fired up. And it may very well be a case where they're saving money for the next 2 years, and they may figure that 3 years down the line, they'll worry about it 3 years down the line.
Is Cowan, do you think Jared Cowan has like a change of scenery would do anything for him, or is he just not what you thought he was?
I mean, it's always possible. I would say it's unlikely. I mean, Leaf fans who haven't watched this guy, who maybe only know him from his draft year, being picked a few picks after Nazem Kadri, after the famous Brian Burke shooting down Brian Murray with his trade attempts, are maybe thinking this guy is still a top young talent, still a guy who's got the potential. He has really not been good in Ottawa. I mean, there really is not a lot to say in an encouraging way about his development and what he's looked like. So maybe Mike Babcock can pull off the miracle. Maybe the change of scenery helps. I think it's much more likely that you're looking at a guy, especially given the way his contract is structured, who's got a lot of potential to be a buyout this summer, or be a guy that maybe gets flipped to another team that buys him out and can get a salary cap credit for that because of the way his deal works. I would be very surprised if he has a long-term future in Toronto.
Sean, I know a lot of fans are sour about the deal. Are they sour that they gave up on Tobias Lindbergh as well?
There's a little bit of that, not so much of that particular player himself, but I think there are some Senator fans who look at this and would have assumed that if you're taking back a bad deal like Dion Phaneuf, maybe you're the team who's going to get the prospect or you're going to get the pick. And the fact that they did give up some future assets, I think, has some fans up here scratching their head. But one thing you got to remember, the Senators do have a lot of prospects. This wasn't a top guy in their system. They have a lot of depth. They've drafted very well over the years. So it probably was a case where they can talk themselves into the fact that, hey, we've got a lot of these guys. If we had to give up one of them to get a deal done, it was probably worth it.
Last question, Sean. Sean McIndoe, better known to his Twitter followers as @DownGoesBrown, great article called Toronto Got Smart with the Phaneuf Deal. That doesn't mean Ottawa's dumb. However, last question, true or false? The fact that Dion Phaneuf ended up in Ottawa is absolutely hilarious.
Oh, yeah, true. Absolutely. From a Leafs fan perspective, absolutely. You couldn't ask for a better outcome.